Setting boundaries with your parents. Navigating the dynamics of a parent-child relationship can be challenging, especially when parents exhibit controlling or overbearing behaviours. While parental concern is often rooted in love, excessive control can hinder personal growth and autonomy. Learning to set healthy boundaries with parents, especially if they are controlling or overbearing, is crucial for maintaining a positive, respectful relationship and fostering individual independence. In this post, I'll discuss practical strategies to help you assert your boundaries while maintaining a strong and loving bond with your parents. How to set boundaries. There are many reasons why we find it difficult to set boundaries with our parents. To be honest, it's not that complex, but it can be difficult to hear. So I'm going to save that for another post. Following are my 9 tools that I frequently teach to help you set boundaries with your parents. Number 1, recognize your right to boundaries. The first step towards establishing boundaries is to recognize that it's your right to set them. Understand that boundaries are essential for your emotional well-being, growth, and independence. It's normal to have your own opinions, preferences, and needs, even if they differ from your parents. Number 2, reflect on your boundaries. Take some time to reflect on your personal boundaries. Identify areas where you feel your parents' control is affecting your happiness or preventing you from making independent decisions. Think about your values, beliefs, and goals, and how they might differ from your parents. Number 3, communicate openly. Initiate a calm and respectful conversation with your parents to discuss your desire to set boundaries. Express your feelings honestly and avoid placing blame. Use I statements to convey your emotions and thoughts effectively. For example, say, "I feel overwhelmed when I'm constantly monitored," instead of, "You're too controlling." It can help to prepare what you're going to say beforehand and also give some thought to their responses and how you'll handle them. That way you won't be taken off guard during the conversation. Number 4, be firm but respectful. Setting boundaries may not be well received initially. It's essential to stand firm in your decisions without becoming defensive or confrontational. Be patient and consistent in communicating your boundaries, as it may take time for your parents to adjust to the changes. Number 5, set clear and very specific boundaries. Clearly define the boundaries you wish to establish. Be specific about the behaviors or actions you find controlling or unacceptable, and explain how they impact your well-being. Setting clear boundaries will help your parents understand your perspective more effectively. Number 6, offer alternatives. Suggest alternative ways of interacting that respect your boundaries without dismissing their concerns. For instance, propose regular check-ins to update them about your life rather than constant surveillance or unsolicited advice. Number 7, seek support. If you find it challenging to communicate with your parents directly, seek support from a trusted family member, friend, therapist, or coach. A neutral third party can offer insights and help mediate conversations if needed. Number 8, practice self-care. Setting boundaries, especially with controlling parents, can be emotionally draining. Engage in self-care activities to manage stress and maintain a healthy perspective. Regular exercise, mindfulness practices, or pursuing hobbies can help you stay grounded. Number 9, be patient and empathetic. Changing long-established dynamics takes time and patience. Understand that your parents might struggle to accept the boundaries initially. Approach the situation with empathy, acknowledging that they may need time to adjust to your new boundaries. However, it's crucial that you stand firm once you've communicated your boundaries. It's likely that they will try and push against them, and in a moment of weakness, it would be easy to give in. Consider how you would handle this situation when it inevitably happens. Forewarned is forearmed. Conclusion. Setting boundaries with your parents is a courageous step towards claiming your independence and fostering a healthier relationship with them. Remember that asserting boundaries does not mean cutting off ties, unless you want it to. It is about nurturing respect, understanding, and individual growth. Be patient, compassionate, and consistent in communicating your needs, and over time, your parents may come to appreciate and respect your autonomy. Always remember that your well-being matters, and setting boundaries is an empowering act of self-love and self-respect. What next? If you would like help or support in setting boundaries, please get in touch with me at jo@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. For more information on setting boundaries, it may be helpful to listen or read to my other posts, Setting Boundaries with Friends and Family, Setting Boundaries with Your Boss and Colleagues. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, and special offers, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.